Hey guys, my name is Rita B and welcome to my podcast, Faking Adulthood, where we talk all things about absolutely nothing because we don't know what we're doing. We don't know anything. Anyways, every week I'll be having a different co-host and we'll be talking about life and love and things and every single thing in between. Today, my co-hosts are Adelayo, Adedayo, and Nadine Mills. Woo! 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 I'm losing my voice, but woo! The crowd roars and we're so excited and it's just so crazy.
Yeah.
Guys. Yay. The levels have changed, okay? The levels have changed. Obviously, like, I've got celebrities in the room with me. And I know my haters were not expecting this. But here we are. Welcome, guys. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us. Hi.
I'm just going to say that, obviously, earlier, I know that you guys confided in me, but you said to me that you were feeling nervous. And I just would like you guys to say that again on camera.
Yeah.
Just so that the people can know that this is levels.
This is why I feel nervous.
This is press. Yeah.
Started.
But I don't know what we should do. Are we going to do the whole like pretend thing that we don't know each other or we do know each other? Like what direction?
No, we know each other.
Yeah. Okay. We know each other, guys. Yeah. This is serious business. Okay. Me and Lyle are like,
well.
This is my bestie, Lyle.
Very, very well.
Very, very well.
And I'm on your podcast.
We're so excited.
Okay, we're just going to get into it, okay? Because we're just going to get into the real matters, okay? Mm-hmm. The things that are really important. So I like to start my show with a complaint of the day. It's very important to me, okay? It gets me going. It keeps me alive. So I'm just going to get into it and share with you what my complaint of the day is. And I have loads of complaints. But today, specifically, I just got back from Cannes, you know, as people like me do. I just got back.
Cannes.
Is it Cannes or Cannes?
I say Cannes, but I've never been there. So.
Yeah, I say Cannes, but I don't know.
You know why this is so bad? Because I've really practiced.
But it probably is Cannes.
No, it's actually Cannes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's actually
Cannes. I mean, like, it's fine.
Is it though?
No.
It's not fine, you know. No. It's okay. Anyway, I just got back from Cannes. And so my complaint of the day is very much linked to this. My complaint of the day is people who try to rush to get off the flight when we land.
Mm.
Like, where are you going? Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? We're all going to leave. Yeah, we're all going to get out. But now you're sitting down and then someone comes along. They're like, oh, excuse me. Okay, where are you going, sir? Yeah. Where are you actually heading to? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just really frustrating because I need to decompress. We've just landed. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. There's a bit of turbulence. A lot's been going on. And now you're trying to stress me out. Do you know what I mean? I don't even have signal on my phone yet. And you're like, oh, okay, got to go. And they want to try and get the bags out. Like, the seatbelt thing hasn't even come off yet. Like, where are you going? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And added onto that complaint is airlines, which I think should absolutely be illegal for them to advertise prices without the baggage.
Yeah, and then charge extra. Yeah,
that's rude. That is cheeky.
Yeah,
you're excited. You're like, oh my god, this is a £200 flight.
Yeah. And then it becomes £400. I'm like,
what?
Yeah. I'm the stresser though.
You're one of the people that try. So where are you going?
Yeah, the door's not even open.
Okay, the
door's not even open.
Wait, it was a safe space.
Because where are you actually going? Like.
Just like you've been sat down for ages, and you just want to go. You want to be the first out of the door. Maybe
and to
it's
do what?
My competitive nature. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I stand up because they've been sitting a long time. But I don't rush to get off the plane. The door's not even open.
It's not even open.
I'm in the overhead locker. Oh, I'm like, God. Right. I know. I am one of them ones. I am.
Well, I guess this complaint is directed at you. You're representing the people.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's just a bit much. Yeah. You know,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
No, that's
I didn't mean to make this awkward.
It's a valid complaint, though.
You know, I just wanted to complain, but you didn't even have to confess. You really could have kept that to yourself.
I know, but I thought it was safe space. Yeah.
It is a safe. You know? No, do you know what, guys? It's a safe space. Okay, it's a safe space. So that's my complaint of the day. What's your complaint of the day?
Complaint of the day. Oh, let me think.
I've got one. If you
okay,
want
so you what? Have a little
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a thing.
We're gonna go to Adelayo. Yeah.
Mine is, so you know like on the underground where you go up the escalators?
Yeah.
That is like stand on the right.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing already? I've not even started.
I'm sorry.
Rita.
I'm sorry. No, this is serious.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know like when you're now in a shopping center like Westfield, and obviously they don't have the signs saying stand on the right. Mm-hmm. But I still think you should stand on the right. And I think it's so rude when people just stand together on the escalator in a shopping center because like I could be in a rush. I could be wanting to like get to the store before it closes.
Yeah.
And now I have to be like, excuse me, do you mind, can you?
Yeah.
So I don't like that.
That is very valid. Yeah, that's a powerful complaint.
We've all been on the underground enough to know this is the etiquette.
Yeah. It's an unspoken rule.
Yeah.
You know?
Makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense. Yeah. That's fantastic. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I actually blushed.
Nettie, do you have a complaint?
I don't know. Do you know what? I mean, my complaint might be a bit...
Nothing is...
So you know like when... No, on the bus and the trains, yeah, they have like priority seats.
Mm.
Sometimes I find it hard to get up and give someone my seat. Especially if there's no other available seats. Yeah. I'm like, I've been, you know, my legs, I'm tired too. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, like, my things. I believe that too. Like, what makes you priority? I'm tired.
Yeah.
You are both bad people.
No, like, I may look young and fit, but I'm tired.
No, I hear it.
So I think that might have to be my complaint.
So your complaint is that they are priority seats.
Yeah, basically. Yeah,
it should be for everyone.
It should be for everyone.
Doesn't matter if your leg's broken. Yeah. We're in the same boat. If you get to sit, I get to sit. Yeah. You know what? I hear it. And I respect the honesty.
No, do you know what? Though? If someone comes on with a broken leg, obviously I'll get up. But it's just, it has to be extreme, I feel.
Yeah. There are levels.
No, I hear that.
Yeah. I do hear it. I don't agree with you both, but I hear it.
But it's a safe space, and you know, like, we hear it.
I mean, I was attacked for mine, but so you know,
but it's a safe space. Thank you guys for those. You know, I know that was hard for you to, you know, you don't want to complain. Do you know what I mean? It takes a minute to get into the rhythm. Do you know what I mean?
But it feels good.
It feels good, right?
Yeah, get it off your chest.
Yeah, it feels good. Yeah. Okay, so usually I do a bit of flash questions. I'm just going to keep it light today. Don't worry. You can relax. It's nothing too crazy. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Talking about trains, though, when you get on a train and you're sitting in the middle, right, and then two people are talking over you, do you move or do you just stay in the middle? Do you know what I mean? So imagine you're sitting in the middle, person here, and they're talking over like, yeah.
I don't think that's happened to me, you know?
Really?
No.
You know, I don't really...
Oh, yeah, you don't really sit on the train.
But then what I do is I always get the seat that's like next to the... So then
priority seat.
Yeah. Then are they all priority seats?
When the one closest to the thing is priority,
Wow. Oh, yeah, so I always make sure no one, just one person is sitting next to me. That's what I always do.
Fair. Okay, so that's fair. No, because it happened to me today and I didn't want to move because I was quite enjoying the conversation. So I was like, do you know what? I'm actually going to, and I put the volume down on my headphones and it was really,
get involved.
Yeah, it was quite deep stuff. The guy wanted to be a psychologist and stuff like that. And I was really rooting for him, actually. I really wish him the best if he sees this. But yeah, it was great. So yeah, that's a random one. But you know, guys, I auditioned for Supercell. I know, obviously, we watched it yesterday. I wasn't there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I auditioned for it. Mm-hmm. I actually auditioned for your role.
Oh, okay.
And I know that you guys think this is a banter. No one takes me seriously, but I auditioned.
I take you seriously.
Yeah, I auditioned for it. And now that I've watched it, I'm glad I didn't get the role. Do you understand? I just feel like there were some things that, I guess it could have been improved upon.
Okay.
And it just feels like it's good I didn't get the role because I don't want to be that person that has to now explain to the people why it's not as good as it could have been.
I hear that.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
So what I decided to do, maybe acting's just not for me. And that's okay. Do you know what I mean? We all have our different destinies. Do you know what I mean? We're in the room right now. Whether you're acting, I'm not acting. It's fine. I'm not upset about this. Do you understand?
No.
But I've done my own rewrites.
Mm. Oh,
so
okay.
What I'm hoping for is that actually, if we can just do my version...
Uh-huh.
I know that your role is Dion, but actually I've decided to cast you as Charlene.
Oh.
Because I just, when I saw you with Tossin Cole, I just thought actually that should have been me. So I'm just not comfortable with you being in that character.
Oh, okay.
So you just pass that along. And then we can just do my version. If you can pass that to Nadine, that would be great. Yeah.
Okay.
So we've got Sabrina. I'll let you have that role because I believe.
There's no prep time.
There's no prep. Okay. So I'm just going to direct it. And it's really important that you know, I'll read out the instructions next to it.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can just start. Sabrina, if you can just start with your lines, that would be fantastic. You know, we're really on the clock and I really want to get this done, if that's okay. Right. Yeah, let's get into character.
Smiling.
There's no prep time, so.
I'm smiling.
You're smiling,
Even though I've lost everything. All right, cool.
Yeah, I think when you played it, it was like, oh, I've lost everything I've worked for.
Yeah,
it's like, we don't need that.
Mm,
why the drama?
Right.
As a director, I'm like, let's bring some joy.
All right.
If you can smile when you do that, that'd be fantastic. Sure. Okay. And 1, 2, 3, action, let's go.
I think I just lost everything I ever worked for.
why? What happened? Because she's confused.
Yeah, so confused. Like, yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
What happened?
Instructions here. Sabrina emotionally breaks down into rap.
So think, is this Drake, the rap?
This is important. So
this when part's
you,
the rap.
Yeah. When you say that line, I'd like you to rap
Drake.
It. Yeah.
I don't know how,
okay,
but I can move things without touching them.
That'd be really yeah. good.
And it happened at work, so I couldn't concentrate. And I ended up nearly hurting a patient.
Yeah.
And I was so scared, so I just ran out.
Perfect.
Yeah. Is that like a Drake vibe?
Yeah.
Like,
really,
you know his singing rap?
Can I just ask why the rap? Or is it not the time?
It's like a creative choice. I just feel like, you know, Rap Man, you know, he does a lot of work when he raps the lyrics.
Yeah.
You
makes
know, I think sense. That's a bit of his trademark. Yeah. And I think if I want to be able to direct season two, I thought if I can show him that I also believe in the rap stuff, then he can obviously hire me.
Okay.
But it would just be great. You know, it just, it kind
that's
of feels
smart,
like.
Actually. I
you
smashed
I like
that.
I like that you're with this. It feels like Adelayo feels like she can just do whatever she wants with the script.
No, I'm just asking questions, you know.
If you had an audition, you wouldn't ask, you would perform and then ask questions at the end.
Questions are important.
Okay, that's fine.
Curiosity is good.
Okay, Charlene, if you can do your line, wait, stop, what happened? I want a bit of drama with that.
You did just say confused in the script. So it's not really, it doesn't really say like dramatic, is it? If you're gonna, you know, in terms of direction, because it doesn't, it's not there.
Confused. Okay.
Okay. So I should just stick to the.
Okay.
So, wait, stop. What happened? Why are you rapping?
Is that
sorry,
there?
No, it's, sorry. I'm sorry. I'll behave. Okay. Right. Wait, stop. What happened? What do you mean you can move things without touching them?
Exactly what I said. I checked it online. It's called telekinesis. Rita said one day this would happen.
Charlene.
Yo, that's crazy, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Rita has always been right.
Mm-hmm.
Can you make my lover love me with your mind, though?
Perfect.
Amen. Not without Rita's permission.
Mm-hmm.
She's the chosen one and should have been casted for this role. But she's okay. Mm-hmm. Not upset at all. Not jealous at all.
Mm-hmm. Pure heart.
We're so lucky. Rap Man didn't see her tape.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is one of the best. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you see Dimension was in that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really
had
great, guys.
Everything.
It had everything in there. It had the emotions, you know? Thank you so much for that, guys. That was really, really beautiful.
That was an honor, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, honor. Yeah.
Thank you. You can keep the script if you want.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, guys, so let's just get onto Supercell.
Yay.
What is Supercell about? If you were to, like, describe the show, how would you describe it?
I think the show is about five South Londoners. They have nothing in common except that, well, it seems like they have nothing in common except that they're all black and they all suddenly develop superhuman powers. They've got no idea why, don't know what to do with them. And then we kind of watch them figure out what these powers are, how to use them to save the people that they love.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's so beautiful.
And they're from all different walks of life. So although they're South Londoners, they're all different walks of life, yeah.
So with the superpowers, what makes, because obviously like we've seen like superpower shows before, what actually makes this one different from the other stuff that we've seen before?
I would say the fact that I think people will watch this and see them in the show, you know, and if they don't see them, they're going to see like a brother or a sister, a cousin or something. So you'll watch it and be like, rah, like, I actually, like, if I had powers, I would see me doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what kind of makes it different as well. And there's the love aspect of it, you know. The romantic and platonic relationships.
Yeah.
I think that's what separates it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched it yesterday and I was like, guys, this is so good. Like, it was so good. Like I was saying to you guys earlier, in our room when we were watching it, we were like, what just happened? And it just kind of felt like we haven't seen it before. Even though we've seen themes of people having superpowers, but we've never really seen it. It feels like it's really based in realism.
Yes.
Which I love. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And just, it was so subtle. Mm. And I love like the different powers. I love like the different walks of life and how the characters were like introduced.
Mm.
I was like, nah, this is giving everything that we need.
Yay.
Like
Yay.
Literally. Yeah. And I'm like so excited to literally see all of the episodes because I'm like, guys, this is actually really good. I saw Lion and I was like, you are my claim to fame. me and my friend were walking around and we were like, oh yeah, that's our friend. Yeah, we've known her for a really long time. Really long time, guys. Really long. I'm going to start posting on the main feed. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Not even, the story's not enough.
Bring out the archive.
Do you know what I mean? It's just not enough. If you guys were, so obviously with the superpowers in the show mm-hmm. are basically, I said the hood flash because that's what it reminded
the
me
hood
of.
Hood flash.
So we've got someone who speeds, someone that's super strong, that you can move things with your mind, and then the fourth one can see into the future.
And can travel to the future.
Can travel to the future.
But yeah, also so he can time travel. He can time travel, but he can also...
Stop time.
Oh, he can stop time as well.
Are we allowed to say...
That was there.
No, it's fine. The episode will be
that
up.
Was there. Oh, that was in Piccadilly.
Yeah. Yeah.
These are good superpowers. So if you could have a superpower, would you take any of the ones that's in the show already, like swap it with anyone else, or is there another superpower that you would have?
I would take your second one.
Oh, yeah, you said that. Yeah. Levitating, to fly.
Because I just like to, like, you know, if you're stressed and people are getting on your nerves, I'm just fine. I'll just go and lay in the clouds. Do you know what I mean?
Just go for a little nap on the couch.
Fight yourself.
I'm not involved. I'm not involved. Please. Okay, so levitate would be yours. Yeah.
Fly, really. I want to fly. Be able to fly.
Yeah. What would be yours?
I said invisibility.
Really?
Because, again, like, if you don't want to really bother with, you know, mm-hmm. people and conversation, just disappear.
Yeah,
like I'm gone. Oh. I don't want to deal with this. I'm gone. Yeah. Also, I can just cause a little bit of havoc. Mm. Cause some chaos, you know, and... be that menace.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
What would I be? I feel like, you know when you do something really embarrassing?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I would want to like have access to your brain and just like rejig it so you don't remember. Or like you don't, like you see it differently. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
So does that mean you tap in when you want to or is it just constantly on?
Maybe I tap in. Like maybe I could just like pause and be like, oh, or do like an edit.
Yeah.
I can just do edit. Yeah, I can do edits. And
that's okay. A good one.
That's a good one. I feel like
that's
I just thought of that.
I think that's a new one.
That's a good one.
I've never heard that.
That would save me a lot of panic when, like, I'm at home and suddenly I just remember something that I said and I'm like,
delete that.
And I could just be like, oop, edit, cap cut, gone. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Boom. Yeah, didn't even occur.
That's
a
good
one. Yeah. I feel like that's what I would do. Yeah, I think that's what I'll do. Mm. What was it like working with Ratman?
Amazing.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
He was like a genius.
Yeah, he's a great storyteller.
Yeah.
Great storyteller.
He's super collaborative, but also he really knows what he wants. Mm-hmm. And like I always say, you can't, you're going to really struggle to have a bad day on set around Raps because he believes in his work and his project mm-hmm. so much. And that same belief that he has for himself, he has for the people that he brings into his project. Mm-hmm. So there's someone on set that's literally encouraging you in the most pure, like in the purest way.
Yeah.
So you can't, like, you're like, you always want to do the best.
You always want
to come to set and do the best you can. Mm-hmm. But around Raps, it's like, no, I can't not try to do my absolute best.
You know what I mean? Like, he's like rooting for you.
He wants you to win. He is so passionate. Like, wow. And that flows through all of us. So.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he's really open with, like, to like your ideas mm-hmm. and like, what your thoughts are and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And that's actually helpful because where he has an end point, like where he knows where he wants to get, mm-hmm. you can then like play within that with him mm-hmm. and figure out how you're going to get to his point.
Yeah.
But then also him having that strong idea of where he wants to go, you don't feel confused.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You know where the end is going. Where the goalpost is.
Yeah.
I love that. That just sounds so good. He sounds like a dream to work with.
Yeah.
Like every time I see him like talk about his projects, it's so like, passionately, and the fact that it's been 4 years, you can just tell there's been so much thought into it. Mm-hmm. I feel like the cast is like really well thought out, and like even the chemistry that you guys have with each other is amazing. Like even when you were getting proposed to, I was like, it was so emotional.
Yeah. Like everyone,
they
clapped, isn't it? At that
It just felt like so real. I was like, oh my god,
it's beautiful.
She's getting married. Like it was just so nice. Another thing I was thinking about. When I know for actors, it's like a process, right? Do you know what I mean? Like when people see people being successful, it feels like it's just happened. But we all know like behind the scenes, it's like a long process, like 5 years in the making, 10 years in the making. I'm curious about where were you in your lives the time when this opportunity actually came around?
Where? This was 2022. You go.
So it was two years ago, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
I was actually 10 years into my career.
Wow.
As an actress. And I was actually at the point of giving up.
Wow.
I was like, I'm about done with this, man. Like, it's not happening for me. Mm. I need stability in my life. You know, as an actress, we're having like 2-3 jobs and stuff. Yeah. I need stability in my life. I'm going to say goodbye to this. Then obviously this opportunity came around, and then I booked it, and I was like, okay, I guess it's happening.
Yeah, I guess I'm staying.
But it was like 10 years into my career before this happened. Yeah,
you know when you said that, yeah, like you know how many times I've tried to do that fake I'm giving up thing, like. Because I always hear, like, it was just when I was about to give up.
But
that's
real,
when it happens. So sometimes I'll be in my house, be like, I'm not even playing with you, God, man. I'm giving up.
Yeah. Like, no, but, and then waiting.
I was literally giving up.
Is the phone gonna like, ring? Yeah.
I was going to do a teaching degree because obviously I was teaching as my job. So I was like, let me just do a teaching degree. Let me just do this legitly.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at universities, so I was actively like ready to say goodbye.
Yeah, yeah.
And I did put down a big prayer. I was like, God, listen, if this is not for me, just release it. I'm done. All the no's, you know, the rejection.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I did put a big prayer down before, and then
this happened.
The audition came through.
Wow. I didn't know that. Like,
yeah, no one really knows that. But yeah, unless they arts, you know?
Yeah.
Unless they arts. But yeah, that's what it was.
Wow.
Literally.
Incredible. Yeah. And what about for you, Lyle?
I don't even know how many years I was into when. Probably about 10, I don't know, I actually don't know, I can't remember. I was just hoping and hustling and dreaming, do you know what I mean? Like working, I was just in a place where I was just working as hard as I possibly could to get the roles that I wanted to get. I guess that's where, to be honest, that's where I always am.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Grind mode, like what's the next thing?
What's
like,
next?
What's going on? Yeah.
Grinding. Doing the, you know, race, taping, meeting, talking, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I do remember when I found out that I got this, I was on the way home and I was walking and my agent or my team called me and I felt like a weight lifted off of my shoulders.
Yeah.
Because I think it was quite a difficult time in the industry around that time as well.
Yeah, it was.
And I just remember being like, because I wanted it as well, so
I just love that moment of like when you finally get it as well. It feels like it's unreal, like when that opportunity that you really want and you actually get it. Like I feel like for me, like sometimes when the opportunity comes and I get it, there's a part of me that almost doesn't even want to celebrate it too much because I'm scared that it's not like it's not a real thing. Do you know what I mean? It's like this is, it's too good. Yeah. Like it's too good to actually be true. And then you get into it and you're like, nah.
Yeah,
like we and you have talked about this. We talk about it all the time. Yeah. We'll be like encouraging each other saying, listen,
celebrate it.
Like it's yours. Yeah. It's not going to get taken away. Yeah. Like this is, embrace it, enjoy it. Do you know what I mean? And sit in it. But it's just hard, especially when it's been like 5 years, 10 years. And you just don't know when it's going to click. And I love that you said, because I feel like a lot of people listening will just relate to that feeling of like, you've been doing something for so long and you just don't know when it's going to come.
No.
It's been like 10 years. Mm. 10 years is like a long time to be getting excited about something and then it's not happening.
Yeah.
Getting excited and it's not happening.
Yeah.
And then it finally happens. It's like,
yeah. I mean, Raps had literally told me like at my chemistry read, it's yours.
Wow.
Like he was so clear.
Yeah.
But even still, until I got the call from my agent, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
After I got the call.
Yeah. You were like,
I didn't tell anybody. I kept it to myself. Until I signed that contract, I didn't tell anyone.
Yeah.
I kept it all to myself. Yeah. I was like, I don't know what's going to happen. I've heard people, their contracts have been taken away from them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They've signed and then the role's not theirs.
Yeah.
I was like, let me not get too excited.
But now you guys can get really excited.
Yeah,
because
I mean, it's here.
Yeah. It's here. It's happening. Yeah. Like, what are some of the things that you're looking forward to people like getting from watching Supercell? Like, what are you excited about?
I want them to be entertained, first and foremost.
Yeah.
I want them to fall in love with the characters. Mm-hmm. I want them to fall in love with the love stories.
Mm.
I want them to feel seen.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I want them to know that black people from South London are not a monolith.
Well, that's a good word. What was that word?
Monolith.
Say that again.
Monolith.
Monolith. What does that
mean? Monolith.
Monolith. Like, why are you doing that? Let's be normal. monolith. Monolith.
Yeah. Like, okay,
English it's teacher. Well, it's a really good word, know, though. It is a I good have word. To say it's a good word. What does it mean? Word.
It means basically like we're not the same. Yeah. We're not like one strand of human being.
Yeah.
You know.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
We're individual. We're different. And you can have people who literally live like 10 people that live around the corner from each other. It doesn't mean that they're all going to be the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Mm. And I got that from the first episode, actually. Mm-hmm. They're all different. They have a different vibe, different energy. I feel like Rod, that's his name, right?
Yeah, Rodney.
Like,
yeah.
He's just so do you want something? Accent. I love Calvin. Great, great actor.
Yes. Yeah.
But yeah, I got that from that, actually. Mm. And what about you, Nadine?
What was the question again? I felt like she answered it, but so I'm like seeing if I can add or if like she's
like,
just.
What are you like looking forward to people like taking from the show? Like, yeah. What are you excited about?
The same things actually. And I think as well, just I would say entertainment, but most importantly, the fact that we can tell other stories. Mm. So, as well as like you saying, like, we're not just a monolith, it's like, we are more, we can tell, like, we're not just, I guess it's the same thing. It's like opening doors for Black people to tell different stories.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, we've got powers in this.
Yeah, and it's like powers in South London.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, which is what I love. Yeah. It's like, this is home. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're walking down the street, this is like home.
Yeah, I want people to get inspired. Mm. Especially even like young writers and stuff. Like, they see this and they're like, okay, I can do this. This is something I can write or, you know, on that level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that, guys. Amazing. I'm just going to get on to, are you as adult as you think you are?
I don't think we ever are, man. Mm. Adulting is just you're constantly learning, constantly growing, you know?
I'm really grateful for your honesty.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a few questions. This is adulting according to me. Okay.
Okay.
This is my version of adulthood.
Okay.
You know? So it could be anything. Okay. Do you guys have a savings account?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Emergency fund, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
Well, I have a savings account.
But you don't call it emergency.
No.
It's a savings.
Yeah.
No. You should have an emergency fund.
I mean, you should.
You should have a savings, emergency, and
It's all in the same.
No. It's categorized.
Separate.
Yeah.
I'm not an adult.
No.
It's not looking good.
Yeah. It's not looking good.
Okay, it's not looking good. Okay.
It's like, no, you're not.
Do you guys have someone that has a spare key to your house if you were locked out?
Yeah.
My mama.
Yeah.
My mom, yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
I don't actually, and I nearly got locked out the other day, so I'll just check in. Okay, it's a me thing, no problem. Okay, do you guys actually know how to use a washing machine, or do you just put the detergent anywhere and anyhow, or do you actually know where the softener should go, where the washing should go?
Honestly, I pour the same thing into like, I'm not even gonna lie,
I just pour it in.
Oh my god, what?
I mean, I know there's a separate, I just. Yeah.
I'm an instruction manual babe, though. I'd be sitting there reading everything and making sure I'm doing everything right.
Yeah.
So I know how to use a washing machine.
Okay, all right.
I know how to use a washing machine. I do.
Well,
but
Do you?
Come on, Ria.
Why are you being
like, it's my thing, yeah. And she's just come here, just asking me about the question.
I thought this was
I don't. I'm like you. Just put it anywhere. I'll be mixing like bleach in there, everything.
No, stop.
Like, yeah. When I'm washing my whites, you don't use bleach.
But I like, use the, you put, I put it in the drum.
I put the washing and bleach together.
No,
you put the, what is it, Oxy or whatever?
Yeah.
You put it in the drum, no?
Yeah.
With the clothes?
You can put it in the drum, but you can also put it in the
drawer. In the little drawer bit,
Or you like soak it before if it's whites and they're really stained.
Wow.
Yeah, I put it in the drawer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Anyway, do you know where your socks are?
Some of them.
Okay.
And then some have been eaten.
I do know where my socks are.
No, you don't. The way your eyes are, yeah.
No, I know where socks are, like...
Are you thinking about when they get lost in the washing machine?
Mine don't get washed because I'm such an adult. Like, I wash them together and it's sectioned in a really ideal place.
Mine are, that's what I mean. Like, mine are actually sectioned in my drawer.
Okay.
But I do,
mine are.
I do lose socks though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't lose my socks. So I guess I'm the winner and I'm the
your washing machine.
No, because you don't know how to do your washing machine.
That's right.
I feel like we're all
that's
going
what I was
for
gonna
one.
Say. That's what I was going to say.
You're not the winner.
But here's the thing, it's my show.
I mean, I'm gonna have to contest because
there's no contest. There's no like place to contest. No, you can't be... Okay, let's vote. Who? Blah blah blah. Who's the winner here?
I'm voting for myself.
No, wait, no, you can't. Guys can't vote. You're the guest.
What?
Anyways, I've got you guys a gift. Lighters.
Okay.
Because sometimes you would be in the house. And you will want to light up your candles and you look around and you're like, oh, wait, I don't have any candles. Boom. No, you do have candles. I don't have a lighter. Boom.
Yeah, that's thoughtful. Thank you.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Every adult.
Is that one with the little, like the long bit so you can get it in the candle?
Yes, it doesn't burn your hand or your fingers. It's like far away.
Because that's, because otherwise that's...
You know how you said you like reading instruction manuals?
Yeah, there you go.
Give yeah, read the back of it. You know. So yeah, forward that on. There you go.
No, it is. It's it is. The thing, yeah.
Fantastic gift. Do you know what I mean? You're not as adult as you could be, but
these
I believe
in... Nice colours.
They're nice colours, yeah.
Thank you.
I believe in growth, you know? And it's really nice to have you here with me today. Okay? Really exciting. We had to, like, you know, wrap it up. You guys are very, very lucky that time wasn't on our side. I want you to know that and hold that close to your heart. Because the things I had in store.
I know.
So very lucky. But no, seriously, guys, thank you so much for coming on. Congratulations. I know the show is going to be, I feel like people are going to fall in love with you guys. And I'm so excited that you stopped over here.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to love on you guys first. So it's amazing. But guys, thank you for watching another episode of Faking Adulthood. Guys, please. I do not want to be your secret lover, okay? I don't. I want to be your main lover. So please, make sure you like, share, subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend. If you're listening right now, please rate the show only if it's a 5. I don't know who rated it lower than a 5 and you brought my rating to 4.9. That's not cool, yeah? Rate it a 5 or don't rate it at all. And you guys know the vibes, okay? If you did not like my co-hosts, do not worry, okay? They are not going to be here next week. So don't use that as a reason to not come back. They're not going to be here, okay? So please make sure you come back. Make sure you show some love in the comments. And please make sure you watch Supercell and tell me what you think, because I think it's very iconic and you guys are going to love it. It's out on Netflix. Let's go. But thank you guys so much. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Woo!